This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Chaf Hei Tishrei, the yard site of the Chassam Sofer, HaRav Moshe Sofer Zechasak Levracha. Chassam Sofer was born in the year Tav Kuf Chaf Gimel, 1763, and the Chassam Sofer had unusual energy, vitality. Not until age 68 did the Chassam Sofer begin to feel the effects of old age. He was greatly energetic. Until that age, his beard did not widen, and at age 68, that was the first time Chassam Sofer began to feel the effects of aging. He became ill. The tzibur was mespalo for him. He recovered. But from that point in on, Chassam Sofer was a Baal Yisurin. He experienced travails in his health. And at age 74, Chassam Sofer wrote an ethical will. It's very interesting. Chassam Sofer was an unusually beloved Rav in Klal Yisrael, which is a difficult feat. And we could glean a little bit from what the Chassam Sofer tells his children in his will, and a little bit from what the Chassam Sofer told his Kehillah in his dying words, some of the secret to the success and the love that the Chassam Sofer garnered from his Kehillah and from his community. Chassam Sofer writes to his sons, "V'myorum Hashem karnechem, v'yachus l'chainanchem ka'ashar kaveh." If the Ribbono Shel Olam elevates you, that you are given the opportunity to have position in Klal Yisrael, never elevate yourself in gaiva, never show arrogance against any Adam Kasher in Klal Yisrael. Chassam Sofer writes, we are Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. We are servants of David HaMelech. Our forefather Avraham said, V'anoichi ofar va'efer. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are we? David HaMelech said, V'anoichi toilas v'layish. And Chassam Sofer adds, Mashiach will appear ke'ani v'reichav al-chamar, in the guise of in a humble state. Therefore, says Chassam Sofer, gaiva v'goyda levav minayin lanu. What place does a Jew have having any arrogance at all? And this is the Chassam Sofer's advice to his children in their anticipated role of position in Klal Yisrael. Says Chassam Sofer, his chazku ve'imtzu b'shkeda, strengthen yourselves in diligence. That's the first piece of advice. They should be diligent in their learning. V'iyun rav, great analysis, b'taras Hashem. V'asu kibbutz v'ributz u'pa'olim l'toira barabim. Make programs, initiatives, venues to spread Torah in Klal Yisrael. And whatever little you know in the Torah, may oisei hamara shechanan Hashem limdu berabim chomamatzei koyach. Whatever little Torah you know, teach berabim, be marbitz to Klal Yisrael. This was Chassam Sofer's advice to his children. Whatever little Torah you know, be marbitz berabim. But then Chassam Sofer adds, uba oifen sheyadatem besoich levavchem. In a way that you recognize in your own heart, Shachadosh Baruch Hu Yoidemikem, that God knows about you, She'ein Ta'aruvois Kavana Kim L'Chvoid Shmei Agadol Vadoi, that your only intent in spreading the Torah is to honor His name and not for your own glorification. So we see how the Chassam Sofer emphasized the importance of humility to those who are in position of teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael, the importance of being dedicated to do whatever one can to spread Torah in Klal Yisrael, and to ensure that one's kavanos are completely l'shem shemayim. In the Chassam Sofer's final year, in the year Tafresh, when the Chassam Sofer was 77 years old, he was overcome with great illness. He was choleh me'ayim, and it was his last days. And in the official biography of the Chassam Sofer, the Chut HaMeshulash, there it records how Chassam Sofer had Pidyoy Nefesh, Rav Daniel Prustitz, who was the Av Bezdin in Pressburg. He was there. He made a few times a Pidyoy Nefesh in the way outlined by the Ramban. Chassam Sofer had Shinoi Hashem. They changed his name. The Kehila gave the Chassam Sofer a Shtar Kinyan that they offering the Chassam Sofer 20 years of their life. People donated life to the Chassam Sofer. And in the Chassam Sofer's parting words, in his dying words to his Kehila, he said an amazing explanation for the psukim, for the pasuk that begins the last parsha of the Torah. V'zois ha-bracha asher beirach Moshe isho aleikim es b'nei Yisrael lefnei Moshe. And the Chassam Sofer asked, and this is as his kehila was sort of walking before him and his last opportunity to bless them and to impart closing words to them, the Chassam Sofer asked, what do you mean this is the blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu blessed the people before he died? Obviously it was before he died. Can't bless someone after you died. Why did the Torah have to say this was the blessing Moshe blessed the people before he died? Says the Chassam Sofer, because you might be bothered. Moshe Rabbeinu really should have blessed each Jew one by one personally to show a chiba and a love to each Jew in particular. The answer is no, it was Lefnei Moshe, it was right before he was about to die, so he didn't have time to do that. So he had to bless them collectively. So the Torah is answering why Moshe Rabbeinu did not bless each Jew individually. I think we could glean a very great insight into the overwhelming love the Chassam Sofer had for every single Jew. Chassam Sofer feels the Torah is bothered. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu bless each Jew individually? Who would have time for such a thing? The leader of the Jewish people would have time to give each person an individual bracha? But that's the love the Chassam Sofer had for every Jew. That Chassam Sofer interprets that the reason why the Torah says, V'zois ha-bracha sh'abeirach Moshe Rabbeinu lefnei Moshe, is because really the leader should have such great love for the people that he should want to bless them individually. So the great Chassam Sofer has uncovered for Klal Yisrael the great love a leader should have for Klal Yisrael and the great love the Chassam Sofer personally had for every single Jew. And therefore, the love that he had for the Jewish people was reciprocated. And of all the great leaders of Klal Yisrael, Chassam Sofer has a very special place in the lave of the Jewish people among the Gedolei Yisrael. So Chusay Yagen Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.